dealings. And for that reason, the halachas of ribis are rather complicated and intricate. The Shulchan Aruch is mesuder very well in halachas ribis, in the sense that you can start the way in the Seder, the way we do it on Sundays, and start with bite-sized ideas, so to speak, and quite a number of ideas you can get even without being ma'amek with the required amkus of Hilchos Ribis. And that's what we're going to try to do. There is a whole section of Hilchos Ribis which deals with the concept of mashkonos, of a mashkin that's given, and how that affects the halacha. Before we begin, I want to tell you that that's one area of Hilchos Ribis that, as little as I know about the other things, that I find extremely complicated, and that I did not, when I did the book on Hilchos Ribis, I left out the section on Hilchos Mashkanais. It's not common b'chol today to have physical mashkanais. Physical real estate is often used as a mashkin, but it's a separate simin in Shulchan Aruch, and it's not something that we are going to get into. Simen Kufta test, which you have, hopefully for next week I'll have booklets with more of Hilchos Ribis for you, but we're going to start with Simen Kufta test, which is a short simen, and deals with the question of with whom is it also to do ribis. And we'll deal first with what the Shulchan Aruch says, and then with what with the things that come up nowadays, the issues of corporate entities and banks, etc., which are obviously not before Shulchan Aruch. Is a traditional Hagdama to Hilchos Ribis, which is the Bach's Hagdama, and which is the interesting Chakira on Hilchos Ribis, and that is the following Shaila. It can be phrased two ways. The soundbite phrase of the Chakira is Hilchos Ribis a Choshen Mishpat Dikadin? And if you take Ribis, you're a Ganav. Somebody, you lend someone money and he pays you back with interest, that extra money the Torah considers to be geneva. It's money that you're not entitled to. That money which you're taking is stolen money. And if so, it's a chayshe mishpat dikadim. Well, maybe not. Maybe Hilchos Ribis is not gezeila. The person gives it to you willingly. He gives it to you happily. Maybe it's a yaradeya dikadim. That the adina yisra the hefter, you're certainly surim, you know, I wish at mistaka, you know, let eat basa b'chalav. And you have to separate challah, and you know, I'll take ribis. It's dina yisra the hefter. So the question is, which way to look at Hilchos Ribis? As a chashmishma dikadin, a geneva dikadin, or as a yaradeya dikadin? Obviously, what would the first raya be? Huh? What?
First raya is I go to
Michael. Can't be Michael.
First raya is I go to Michael.
Maybe that's halacha that you can't be Michael. All right. Maybe that's part of the din that it's a success that you can't be Michael. So your raya is.
My first raya was I go to.
You bought a chashamish, but you thought it was a chashamish.
I grew
it,
but
less. So it's in your idea. What? Says what? Right. So the Torah also says you shouldn't wear shabbos. So it's definitely deraisa. Question is it deraisa that the money you get is stolen, or is it deraisa that what you got it's yours? It's not gezeila, but it's your aser, it's your adaya, right? The there's nothing careful by ribbons. That should be a raya. There's nothing careful. You would not a shul careful. I'm not really sure. I mean, there's nothing careful, okay? Right? It's not mamish. What? All right, if careful is always exhaled, I'll tell you, this Shiloh comes up. I know these three or four svarim that have the Shiloh, very appropriate for today. A lulav that you got the ribbis. Esrig and a lulav. You want some more money? And the ribbis was, I'll give you back the money. I'll give you a free lulav and esrig. Maybe it's a lulav and esrig soicher. And you'll let me get money so you can do business. They'll give you back a lulav and esrig with it. The ribbis kasuta. So, one second. So he gives it to you back with the lulav and esrig. So Shaila is, now, if you shake that lulav and esrig on sukkis, is it considered lachem? Is it yours? Or is it Namachem? We know in the first day, Lulav goes, Lulav Pasach, Namachem. So is it a Psul of Lachem? But not, it's Tali the Shaila. If you learn that it's a type of Gzela, it's money you're not entitled to, then you are not allowed to use it on Sunday. If you learn, no, money-wise, Chashim Mishpah-wise, it's mine. And it's just the Isser, so I didn't have parents. But Lachem, it's not Chassan and Lachem. So there are a number of tshuvas, I know the Yitzhak and the Marsham have tshuvas about this issue. The raya that people bring is from the Bach. The Bach here writes, I think it's a Dichon Lashon HaTor even, what is this doing over here, Hilchos Rivas? Dr. Bach, the rest of this volume of Yeridaya talked about dealing with Goyim. Immediately before this, first it started talking about Yayin Nesef, Alay Dezara, and then it, immediately before this it talked about Dinim of saving Eved Avei Dezara, saving his life, whether a mitzvah lachi yaisai, not a mitzvah lachi yaisai. So Hayom, now we were talking about in Yadin of lachi yaisai, we get into Yeridaya, which also the Dinim of Achai Bohem, which is only Asa to Yidin, it's not Asa by Gayim. So Bach says, so that's why he comes in here. So for Bach's apology, what's it doing in Yeridaya? Now those who want to say that Bach understood it belongs to Chayshim Mishma. Alright, that raya is Mishtahi, Mishtaher, like an Agadat Raya. La Halacha, this is no Gaya La Halacha. I'll explain why in a little while, and we'll get to it again in the future. La Halacha, the Kesais and the Sivis both hold that it's not Gezela, it's not stolen. Kesais and the Sivis both paskin that it's considered, in other words, it's Yeridaya Nikanim, it's not Gozel. The strong raya to this is a raya which is actually in the Ritva. The raya is in the following din, which we'll get to in greater detail. If a man took ribbis, real ribbis, ribbis deraisa, a man took ribbis, and then he died, are his children obligated to return the ribbis to the person from whom it was taken? So we are going to learn that there's no obligation to return it. In other words, the man who took the ribbis, he has to return it. But if he dies, his yarshim have no mitzvah to return the ribbis. Now, if it's stolen money, a stolen item, the father steals a car, then he dies, so children have to return the car to the owner. The father gets a car of a ribbis, so children don't have to return it to the owner. So there's a ritzvah. They say, Neshach, who brings a raya from here, that it's not a gzeila dikadin. And this is like the strong raya. There's not a gzeila dikadin. And there's no din of returning it. We'll have later the number of others, even Mesupik, if the Leiva dies, if the one who paid the ribbis dies, it is a mitzvah to return it to his yarshim. No, the one who took the ribbis is still alive. The one who paid the ribbis dies, you have to return it to his yarshim. So we're going to have a shayla later whether you have to return it. If it's gozel, well, of course you have to return it. So it's again going to be a mashmais that it's a yaradeya dikadin. There's a big nafkanina, yes. And the question is, if it's a gezelak of disaster, so how can it be what to a guy in this house? So Rabbi Chanan has his klal that any bein adam l'chaveri dikadin in the Torah does not apply to Goyim, unless the Torah has a riboy. The reason you're not to steal from a guy is because there's a riboy in the Torah, in the parasha of Gezel. There's no riboy, and Hilchis Ribis, there's a miyut. There are two miyutim. So that I'm a ma'ayiv Goyim. So since there are miyutim that I'm a ma'ayiv Goyim, it says twice, a chayach yichayimav. So it's a beferish of miyut. It doesn't prove it's not a chayash mishpat dikadin. I know it's kesef, it doesn't apply to a guy. Can't be Michael. Because that's because it's this on the life. I mean, it's this on the life and this on the malva. If it's this on the life, it's also master that way. Okay, fine. I will say it is a tesis above a kama. I think a kufi beis, kufi gimel that says the feirish vakeret of the ritva, and the machna frayim holds it's a chayshim mishpat dikadin. But both the tesis and the sivis paskin that it's a yaradeya dikadin, and I think that's the way we understand it. The big nafkamina, the Ktsais is in Abdi Maluim. He talks about Shemakadish and Isha, something you got for ribbis. Not such a common case, but it could be. You lend somebody money and he gives you back money plus a wedding band and somebody gets married. But more common, the Chavis Das' case. The Chavis Das is a very interesting shadow. I lent someone money for ribbis. Because I lent him money And I arranged with him that when he pays me, he's going to return the money plus an item. Whatever the item was, I'll say an estrig or a silver becher, that he's going to give me back as ribbis. So the loan is up, he returns to me the money plus the silver becher. Then I hear that he's such a din as ribbis, and I was over in their Isa, and I have to return it. The person who takes ribbis has to return it. So I go to him and I tell him, you know, I like that becher. It's a very nice becher. How much is it worth? I'd like to return to you the value of the becher. He says, what do you mean? I want the becher back. I gave you the becher as ribbis. So I'd like the becher back. Do I have to return the becher itself? What can I say? No, I'll just return to you the money. Now, if I steal a becher, I have to return the becher. Moshaila, I can't tell this. I stole the becher. It's a mitzvah shavas gazela. How much is it worth? I'll give you the money. If you're masking, I can do it. But if you're not masking, I have to return the becher. The Chavis Das says that in this case, you could return the value of the becher. You don't have to return the becher. The only reason you have to repay is chayach yichaymach. That's a lekecha d'nechi. The din of paying back ribbis, you learn from the chayach yichaymach. He has to be able to live with you, give him back his money so that he can get on with his life. And that's only the shabbiest that has to be returned. And that's the psak of the Chavis Das, that you don't have to return the item, that you can return the value of the item. And that's based on this idea that it's not gazela. The person gave it to me willingly. And there's a mitzvah, the chayach yichaymach, for me to pay him back, so I'll give him back the value. So this is the bread and butter of this shaila. The two din of the din that the yarshim don't have to pay back, and the din of the Chavis Das, and later a simikos salach aleph, which Mr. Hashem will get to, which is that a ribbis itself, you own the becher that's given to you, you own the esrig that's given to you. There's a mitzvah of chayish yichimach that you have to give it back for the value of the thing that you took.
Like you have to return something. You have to return that Torah. That Torah was done with
that's something else. Even then, you only have to return it if the father did tshuva and he was about to return it and then he died. There's one case you have to return it, like you're remembering. But that's for a different reason. That's on Kibbut Ava'im. Gemara has a case where you have to return it on Kibbut Ava'im. If the father took a davar mesuyim, he took an item that everyone looks at it and they say, wow, he took that beribis, so you have to return it on Kibbut Ava'im. In fact, the Gemara, he took a beribis, he's a rasha. Why do you have to return it? Says Gemara, yeah, it's talking when he did tshuva and he was about to return it and then he died. So there is such a case in which you have to return up and keep it out. But as far as Hilchis Ribbis, you're not Machutra.
And Hilchis Gneva, then you have to return to
Gneva. Gneva, you always have to return to Shabbat Chazan.
Yeah.
All right. Chazanish asks that kasha the Chavis Das. Chazanish is maskim to the side of the Chavis Das. That's Yarday, the Kedin, and therefore he shouldn't have to return it. But he asks in a very lumpish way something similar to what you're doing. When we get to this returning ribbis, we'll get to it. Okay, let's learn today one topic. With whom is it usher? Does this ribbis apply? To whom? With whom? The only three sifim, you only have three sifim on your page. The only three sifim, the din of a guy, the din of a friar yid, and the din of kutim today, not shkiach beinenu, but these are the three seifim in the simen. Let's learn the three seifim, and then hopefully we'll have time, we'll go through some of the applications. Sif Aleph, very interesting sif, typical Shulchan Aruch. It goes back and forth and back again. Listen to the way it does it flows. Divar Torah, Mutal Ahalvas Levi Kechavim Beribis. Minat Torah, you're allowed to lend a guy beribis. The Chachamim Asru. Never heard of this, right? Chachamim said you're not allowed to lend money to a guy beribis. In Malai Kidei Chayav, two exceptions. One exception is if you need it to live, if a person can't make ends meet without it. Oy l'talmud chacham. Or actually, three exceptions. Oy l'talmud chacham. Or talmud chacham is allowed to lend the guy beribis. Oy beribis derabbanan. Or a drabada de karibis, he can lend to a guy. What's going on here? Chachamim Masrua. Chachamim said you can't lend a guy for ribis. So look at the first shach. Chachamim Masru. Mishum gezeira sheba yilmei b'maisav. It's a gezeira. Chazal didn't want people to be in a business where their only customers are guys. Chazal didn't want that. You want to have a business with all your customers, Hagayim. You come to, you can't do business with them. What? Like us, from they say, yeah. Shamayom ibn Maisa, we Chazal didn't want you to be involved in such a thing. We'll be Tabi Dechacham and Lekal Abeshish Lachim. They left an exception, Tabi Chacham, Lekal Abeshish Lachim. The Chazal wants you should only do business with Yid.
Because then it would not be it as much.
Right, you should learn it with Rebbe, you should learn it without Rebbe. Right. So listen how it goes back and forth. The Vara Tayyar Rebbutter. Chachamim Asru. It would accept the three exceptions. The Lekal Dechayim, Tabi Chacham, Rebbe, Rabban. The Hoyid, Mutter, Bechal Inyin. Let me go back. Nowadays, it's already mutter b'chol inyan. So that's why you never heard of this. But nowadays, it's mutter. Why nowadays is it mutter? The Mechaber himself says, oh, it's no mutter. Ramash is explaining that it means even without the three exceptions. Why? So go to Shach Beis. For in the mutter, l'chol ada b'chol minei ribis, b'shum she'ef sholano l'stakir, b'shum maso matan. Because today, already in the times of 500 years ago, as commerce became more widespread, it's impossible to do business, b'shum asav amatan, any business, im lo shadasav anasad imahem, unless you do business with Goyim too. Im kein, lo shayach b'rim b'sham yilmi b'maisav tfei b'sham asav amatan. So what's the difference, ribis, or other business, whether you're selling ribis, if you're selling, if you're lending money, or if you're selling appliances, or whatever you're doing, you're always going to be Goyish customers. So even though ribis is exclusively Goyim, but since today, the way business is set up, we do business with Goyim anyway. So he in mutter. Now, first of all, I mentioned the question to you in other cases in the past. Does somebody remember the answer? We have a klal that a chazal made an isser. So even if the isser is bottled, the klal remains. Now we have chazar sashas. Why? It should be an amarat. It's yaitzu with chazar sashas. Today we have no amarats in the shul. Of the type that don't know how to read the Siddur. And so we continue to do it, because Chazal made a Gezerah, so we continue. We say, Batal HaTam, the Gezerah continues.
They made exceptions to begin with.
Okay, so I told you that the rule, Rav Yehuda said, actually, this rule, that the rule, when do we say Light Plug, and when don't we say Light Plug? Sometimes Bei Rabbanan say Light Plug, you can't be Mechalik, it's always awesome. Sometimes we say, yeah, but here it's different, because the reason doesn't apply. What's the rule? The rule is, when the original Gezerah was made with exceptions, then, even Bizman Azeh, even today, you have new exceptions, there's no rule of light plug. This example is Giloy. Chazal said, if you leave a drink open, you shouldn't drink it because a snake may take poison from it. Today, we don't have poisonous snakes around, so we leave a drink open, we still drink it later. Why don't we say light plug? So it could be an exception, because we find in the original Gezerah, they said that if you have a drink, a hanging, they used to have suspended from the ceiling, like a screw in the ceiling and hanging, a basket. So they put these there so that vermin can't get to it. So if you put it there, if they can't get to it, it's mutter, even in time of tomorrow. So the original Gezeira was made with exceptions. So the Mela, even today, if you have exceptions, the exceptions can apply. That's part of the trouble by Cholavakum. By Cholavakum today, we know there's no tray for milk. Is it mutter or is it aser? Bizman Azeh, do we say light plug? Cholavakum is always aser. But do we say no? Since a guy's milk that a yid watches is mutter, so it's Chazal originally said that a guy's milk is not always aser. So that itself is already an old achlaik. This goes back a few hundred years. Whether there can be exceptions to Cholavakum. It's a very similar theme in many cases of Rabbanan. Here, originally, Chazal made three exceptions. The second Echayov, Tamachach, and Ribbis Rabbanan. Since the original Gezerah was made with exceptions, so there's no rule of light plug. And Rav Moshe says it on this, by the way. Rav Moshe, his Aris Luchas Ribbis, he writes on this, the same klal that Rav Yehuda Sinaitchin says, that others say, he says it to explain this. Madach Risashech. You mean the Taz's rule that you can't ask something before Ish. Maybe because they left exceptions. So Madach Risashech under certain conditions. And the Kashuk, Yes. Chatzila. She better go into a business which is without Goyim. Musa, yes, but you can't make Nudrabanas. You can't make Nudrabanas and other types of Parnasa. That's all the one guy. The question is, why is this Sif in Shulchan Aruch? What's it doing here? Well, before you learned the Sif and after you learned the Sif, what changed Halacha L'Maaseh? Anything? Well, why did you sit here? It says Chazal asked it, but it doesn't apply anymore. So why does it say? So I didn't find anybody who asked this kasha, but I did find the Chachma Sadam writes that Yerei Shemayim shouldn't go into the Rebbe's business, they shouldn't be Isaac with Kayyab all the time, Shemayim and Isaiah. So it could be, it's like what you're saying, that's brought here, the Musar is still there. Go into a business where you don't have to deal with Kayyab, very few businesses. Which businesses today don't deal with Kayyab? Unless you're in Chinuch or you're in the. Even in Chinuch, the Chuv is about people who have Kayyab in that class, right? But, Sala Sragan, yeah. So, at any rate, as a practical matter, it doesn't apply. Now, this becomes very, very interesting. The Rambam throws a sort of a curveball in here. The Rambam writes in two places, in the Sefer Mitzvahs and in Hilchos Malbim Aleichem, that it's a mitzvah asay to lend a guy Beribis. There said, L'Nachri Sashach. But the Rambam disagrees with this whole thing. The Rambam says, L'Nachri Sashach. It's a mitzvah asay. You should lend a guy Beribis. I mean, make a bracha. He learns it and I say, look at the Knesset HaGadayla on the side. Kosov HaRambam. Perakei Melchus Mav of Aleiva. U'mitzvah asay lahashach loive kechavim. It's a mitzvah asay to lend a guy Beribis. Shenemar l'nachri sashach. Mepi shmua lomdu. Zu mitzvah asay. Mepi shmua means we have a mesaira. Zu mitzvah asay. The Rambam sheet is a mitzvah asay to lend a guy money Beribis. Because if I arrive in, ani lo imatzasi shmua. The Rambam says, mepi shmua lomdu. We have a mesaira. The Rambam says, ani lo imatzasi shmua. I never found such a thing. V'ulai b'mesha nimsa b'sifri ta'a. Maybe the Rambam made a mistake in interpreting a Sifri. Shenemar sham l'nachri sashach zumitzu sasei. Says the Sifri, l'nachri sashach zumitzu sasei. So the Rambam understood it's a mitzvah to lend the guy Beribis. No! Pirushai, b'shem d'havalei lav haba v'chlal asei, sh'lo yisach li'Yisrael. Adkan. That l'nachri sashach is a lav on lending a guy Beribis. Now the Torah is saying only to a guy you should lend Beribis, but to a yid you don't lend Beribis. It's a lav habodacha asei, and it's not an essay. So, well, where's the Rambam's of Piyashvua? So the Knesset HaGdayla on the second side, which you don't have, and you don't understand a Chashim Mishpat either, he wants to find a Makar for the Rambam. What's a Makar for the Rambam? He has a very interesting Makar. He says, from a Gemara, they say, Odeshech. Gemara says, Im Kesef Talve Es Ami, Gemara says, Ami Vaivi Kechavim Ami Kaivim. If you can lend money to a Yid, or lend money to a guy, give precedence to a Yid. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, of course you give precedence, Achicha Kaivim is all the time. Lay Nitzricha. Afilu Vaivi Kechavim Beribis, or Yisrael Bechinam, Yisrael Kaivim. You have a choice. You can lend money to a Jew without interest, or you can lend money to a guy with interest. So the halach is Yisrael Kaivim. You should better give it to the Yid for free. What do you mean? You have a choice to lend a yid for free, which is a mitzvah sasei, and a guy beribis, which is just business, not a mitzvah. So why do you need a pasuk ami kaidim? Ask your shayla. Is it better to make money or do a mitzvah sasei? So I need a gemara to tell me it's better to do a mitzvah sasei. In case, of course, you have to lend. But the rabbi must be that there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to lend a Jew for free. It's a say to lend a guy beribis. The question is, which one has kedima? So the kedima goes, we learn from the pasuk as ami, says Talmud ami, that ami ve'akum ami kaidim. So that's a very nice chaf, a nice raya of a car for the Rambam. So I can find the Rambam sheet is that it's a say to lend a guy beribis. The Ravid argues, the Ramban and the Rashba argue, the Rambam is considered pretty much a das yachid, but I'll confront him, it's the Rambam sheet that it's a mitzvah to say to lend to a guy Beribis. Yes, if you want for free, I mean. The Chinuch, there are three Makaira, there are three Rishayim that say that it's a mitzvah to lend a guy Beribis. The Chinuch, the Rambam, there's a third Rishon. The third Rishon says, Alfa Sechana, he says it's I forget who it's a moment. That's what you're saying. Take a look at the Gilya Marsha. Gilya Marsha, Shlaina Eger. The Vartoir and Mutala Alvis, I have a Chavi Beribis. I am a Shekhasa Radak Tehillim. You hear that? Bismar Tesfah Pasuk Hey.
Sure.
Was it shame to write that he learned Tehillim with the Radak? No? Look at the Radak in Tehillim. Al Pasuk Kasbay Leinasa Beneshech. Zel Shaydei. Hatayra Lo Yasra Elo Yisrael Av Lo Yadu Kechavim Mutter. Kamay Shama Akasim Lo Nachri Sasha. Ubevadai Im Oysa Ha'evi Kechavim Taiva V'chesed Im Yisrael. If you have a guy that did a favor to you or a chesed to you, Chayv Yisrael Asis Gam Kein Imai Chesed Ulahetiv Loi Va'alva Beloi Neshech U Chesed Yaisa Min HaMatana Shehar V'yavayshu L'kachas Matana Beloi Lulvayz. Because there are many people, it's a bigger favor, and some people are ashamed to take Matana, there used to be such people, but to take Havai, that they're not ashamed. So therefore it's a bigger chesed to do that than to do this. Okay, 1 second, I'll get to that. I just want to make a point here. There's an interesting cash on this Gilui Mashal. This Gilui Mashal, they bring a raya from the Ran. The Ran says, why say chani? Now I give a guy a gift. Because of the Ran, that's if you're giving him a gift just to do a type of thing. If you're giving him a gift because he's your customer, he's a client, you want to keep up with your neighbor, your mailman, you want to get your mail delivered properly, you want him to do this to you, then there's no problem. Just like say chani, you're not giving it to free, you're giving it to him for your sake. The problem is, okay, I understand that there's an exception. It's dachinam, loisechanim. Don't give it chinam. It's dachin. So if you're doing it after karas atayim, it's dachin. But the issue of lending a guy, if you hold that there's an issue to lend a guy money, believe it is like the Rambam. That means the Torah says l'nach risashes. It doesn't say loisechanim. It says l'nach risashes. So how do you know that in l'nach risashes, if you open it to say, how do you know if he did you a favor, you're allowed to lend him money for free? What about the Asay of L'Nachri Sasha? This is a kasha, which is a cloth kasha. For the following reason. I think it's a cloth kasha. If you'll find it somewhere, I'll take it back. It's impossible for the kasha to make sense. So you're telling me is this. If I go to the guy, and I give him $1,000 as an out-and-out gift, that's okay. If I go to the guy and I give him the same $1,000 and I say, give it back to me next week, that's awesome. Can that be? That makes sense. In lois echonim, I'm allowed to give it to him. And if he gives it to me and say, give it to me back next week, that's awesome. Can't be. So therefore, it seems that that's the logic here would seem, unless you say the chayk. It has to be? Yes. So it's a kiyum, that's right. Not a bit less, I mean, once you land. Maybe, okay. It's not a chiyuv, if I want to do the mitzvah, I do it. It's not an avera to, I can't give you the money. a very difficult thing. I'd rather know, when I was in Israel, someone came to talk to me on behalf of his father, who's somebody here in the neighborhood, who, he said, remember my father, Shaila? I barely remembered. He had borrowed money, I think, to buy a house from a brother-in-law, and the arrangements, however, was made were rivers. The person came to ask me, am I allowed to pay? I don't know, it's rivers. And that was it. And this was a number of years later. He told me, you know, they're not talking to each other all these years. He said, yeah, some guy's not getting the rivers. You know, he's like, they're not talking to each other, and is there anything we could do? That's what he asked me. Is there anything we could do to solve the problem? So, all right, that's all we're going to look at rivers. We'll see what I told him. But what? Kibbeck had this afterwards. The loan is over. You can't make a retroactive this. So it's just, what? All right, well, we'll talk about how, if it can be done, it can be done. But,
in that case, were they,
there was no Eitzah, I had no Eitzah for them.
They both from?
One is from, and one's a little more, a little less learned, put it that way. You know, from his heart is, but he doesn't understand these things. So, Mubber, why haven't you defried you? Does that make it any better? Mutta lahalvoi soy beribis. Va'asa lulvois mi menu beribis. Now he's really going to like this, the brother-in-law, right? When I owe you ribis, I can't pay you. It's a frumkeit. You owe me ribis, no, that's okay. You know, mutter lahalvoi soy beribis, the mechaba holds. That the Rambam says, yesh machmirin af mumr lahalvoi soy. There's some who are machmir, not to lend them, but type machmir, if efshali he shame mi menu. Very interesting lashon. If it didn't say the last four words, it would say Taiba Hashmir, it mean finished. Fry Yid's a Yid, Taiba Hashmir, everything's the same. Yim Ef surely shame me manu. If I can slip away and not lend him money. If I cannot lend him money, I better don't lend him. But if you're gonna lend him, tell me the Rabbah, Dav can lend him a ribbis. Look at the Pisrei Tshuva Dalet. Look at Pisrei Tshuva Dalet. Taiba Hashmir. Listen to this. I am B'tshuvah Tferes Tzvi Sham. Is that Rav Tzadik? Is it B'tshuvah Tferes Tzvi Tzadik? Okay. Can't be B'tshuvah beforehand. So, alright. I am B'tshuvah Tferes Tzvi Sham Shekasa Dachapadim Vadai Da'asa La'alvais Loi B'loi Ribis. But to let the fry in without ribis? No. The Chaymuchat Lashu Ramah Shekasa B'yachal Yisham 8. Abba B'loi Ribis Asa Rakwa Yul V'kla. What's going on here? Why can't you lend me? You can't lend them home. What's the issue? So the issue again comes back to the same Gezeres HaKosuf. The Pasuk says, V'chai achicha imach. That's like a hecha denesi. The reason the Torah tells us, I asked ribis, because it affects a person's life. A person who borrows money for ribis, v'chai achicha imach, it affects his keys. So there we learn, the only a person who does a mitzvah to save his life is there an iser ribis. And somebody who does no mitzvah to save his life, there's no iser ribis. So a mummer, is there a mitzvah to save the life of a mummer? So it depends what type of mummer.
Yeah.
So it depends what type of mummer. So here, first of all, just you can see the bottom line of the Taz, mummer mutala avayse do einata mitzvah lachi yaisa. Not mechuyev to save his life. What type of mummer are you not mechuyev to save his life? So what it says on the flip side of your page, which you don't have, is that a tiddik shenishba labeinoy v'kechavim, in the mitzvah, if it's a tiddik shenishba, so if Adi has a mitzvah to save his life, is he in? So that this rule doesn't apply to a tiddik shenishba. Who does it apply to? It applies to a mummer lahachis. If somebody is a mummer, lahachis, deliberate mummer. Today, there are very few mummer lahachis today. People are ideologically, they know there's a God and they want to give it to him and they want to get him back. I know such a person who's under psychiatric care. And seriously, I do. And he's a big minded in the Rabbi Shalom. He talks to God all the time. He's very angry at God. He went through terrible molestation of you as a young man. And he has this big anger against Rabbi Shalom, which is typical of him. And he's a big minded. I tell him many times, he's the biggest minded I know. He's 100%. So he's very angry. What? He's angry at God. 100%. He's upset. And, not fair. It's right. It's not fair. But anyway, my point is that the geder of the mummer, who there's no mitzvah l'achayayisai, is at least according to this very limited. Now, let me tell you, there are three shittas in the Rishayim. What shita is that a bomber, it's mutter to lend a beribis, which is the shita, the stop shita of the mechaber. A shita that it's aser, which is the yesh mechmirim in the Rama. And in shach, dalid, he brings the middle shita, which is that depends what type of bomber, which is what we're talking about now. So let's learn shach dalid, and it's the shita sabach, and we'll try to understand. Taiva Hachmir, the Bubba Lahachi Shalayotza Bidak Klal, Papa P. Shuhaya Minha Merida. A Bubba Lahachi Shalayotza Minha Klal means he didn't shmat himself. He still considers himself part of Klal Yisrael. Papa P. Shuhaya Minha Merida, Klal Sibakuftil Ches. The Kavakim Yeshlahachmir by Tfei Mumma Shiyotza Bidak Klal. They were always like a Ribbis Bach. Papa P. Shaykh Devar Bukhrachim, he's bringing the Bach, it's Achra. Now, what is the Bach based on? The Bach says there's a difference between a Jew who considers himself a Jew and a Jew who doesn't consider himself a Jew. He considers himself a Catholic or whatever it is. He considers himself to be not Jewish. Well, what is the Daf Kamina? Kamina is the Chazal, not Hilchos Shabbos, but elsewhere talked about returning to a Friday Yid, even if the Tzid died, there's no Mitzvah I say. But Shema Yielai Benao Demaili. Maybe they'll have children that'll be from. Maybe they'll have children that'll have them. So Chazal understood, if he denies he's Jewish, he raises his kids, he doesn't tell them that he's Jewish, he's pulling himself out of Klal Yisrael. He's not going to have children that are going to be Chayes of a Jew, but anything can happen. But it's highly unlikely. If he at least considers himself Jewish, he tells his kids we're Jewish, so then at least it's Loyotza B'daklal. So the Bach is Mechalik. The Bach says that you have to return ribbis to someone who's Loyotza, even if it's a Bubba Lahachis. Why? Because maybe you'll have children of the Bailey, and the body will go to the children. But on the person himself, who's not raising children to tell you that he's Jewish, there's no kiyegalei delechi. So he says ein devar b'chrochim, because it's not klar. You don't return ribbis so the children should have the money. It's a mitzvah lachi yisai. There's no mitzvah maybe to his children. But anyway, this is the pshara, which is pretty much accepted in the Paiskim. Which means that we do have an exception. A yid, it's not a common thing, but a yid that was raised taught from kite, and he himself is shmad. So such a person, the shach is paskening the heter of ribbis supplies. The mechaber is zichal zaweik, because the mechaber is soisim. The mumer is mutter, and even the ramah seems in certain cases to be masked to it. Lamaisa, what we are going to deal with is whether this is a sniff. Because we at Lechatchila don't lend money the ribbis to any Jew. From, not from. The question is using it as sniff lahakel. A sniff, I mean, where you have, we'll have cases that are machmikes if it's ribbis. So could we say, okay, if he's a fry yid, we can be makel. And because Lamaisa, the Machabishita, is pashtus, is that it's always mutter. So this is, again, something we have to file. In Hilchis, I told you it's not like Kibbutz Mechalas, not a spoon and a fork case. I'm not telling you any case Lamaisa, but it's the idea we have to have, as we're going to get into deeper in Hilchis Ribbis, that by at least such a rumor, there is such a sheet. No, the Mechaber sheet really is not that way, because the Mechaber, the place can bring the Mechaber not that way. That the Mechaber sheet, I think, is Rashi sheet, that it's, that the, at least the Beis Yosef holds that it's all Mubar. It's all mummer. There's the mummer of Chatzar, it's a mummer to Shatner, it doesn't make him a mummer. It's a mummer for one thing, if he wanted a mummer of Chatzar Kula, that it would apply. Now, the mummer of Chatzar Kula, well, look, for one thing, Lahash is probably going to say, yeah. Well, that's what mummer means repeatedly. If this is either in a very once, or had it. The truth is that there's machlokes pshat. The Mugi Yosef has an opposite extreme. Mugi Yosef says a tinnik shenishba is only if he grew up and there were no Jews within reach. He says if he grew up and he was Jewish and there were from Jews that he could have reached out to and he didn't explore, that makes him already a Mugi. That's Mugi Yosef's sheet, I think, at the end of the siman. The Shach Zechus. the a loan is only a loan if there's personal liability for the loan. Personal liability means there's a person who's obligated to pay. If you lend me money and I am obligated to pay, that the Pasha of Rivers applies. Let's say you lend me money and I tell you, I'm not a corporation, I tell you, listen, you're lending me money, I don't know if I'll ever be able to pay. I'll tell you what, I have a company, I have a business, my business does well, I'll be able to pay you. No, no, I tell you straight out, I'm not obligated to pay you a penny. My business has money, we'll pay you back. If my business has no money, we're not paying you back. And you agree to it. And you make a binding kinyan, you agree that my business can pay, I'll pay it. No, no. Rabbi Shaul is no serivus. That's a corporation. Whether you file as a corporation or not is irrelevant. It's, the point is that Kozaban, there's no personal liability. Rav Moshe holds that there's no...
You can borrow money.
There's no
recourse. There are mortgages that recourse. You can borrow
okay,
money
so we have to, we'll
you're
get,
not a personal.
We'll get
personal
to that. But the point, is that it's only the life of... It's only the life is a corporation. It's not a heter if a mouth is a corporation. That's why they put up signs that Emigrant Savings Bank is Jewish Bank. So people panicked. I told them, if you have a mortgage from them, it's a serious problem.
For who?
But let's say you have deposits. Most of the people call. They have money in the bank, so they're getting interest. They're getting 2% or whatever they get nowadays. So they're getting interest. They're nervous. So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Shaul's answer is a machlokes. But Rabbi Shaul said there's no issue because the borrower is a corporation, and being that the borrower is a corporation, Rabbi Shaul says no. There's no issue. Now I have to tell you one second. The achilkin. Most of the Gedalim in Israel disagree with Rav Moshe's heter. In America, as far as I know, the Midrash Rabbanim is to be signed by Rav Moshe. In the Ribbis book that I put out, whatever you do publicly, you get flack. My flack, where I get, you should know, at the end of every Zman, I get a letter from a Kail somewhere that learned Hilchos Ribbis and has a list of Ha'aretz. There are booklets of Ha'aretz that I just don't have the time to go through at home. You have to Hilchos Ribbis, you got to get into. My flack that I got was over the fact that I always cite Rav Moshe's heter of corporations. I generally write, and not everyone agrees with it, but I always cite Rav Moshe's heter of corporations, so I got a lot of flack. I was thinking, my father Lashon used to tell me that when the inspector comes to the bakery, the building inspector, they always get a violation because the fire escape in the back doesn't have a ladder that reaches to the floor. Every time he comes, they get a violation. So I said, so why don't you just repair it? He said, no. They come, they're going to find some violation. I leave that. It's a violation that doesn't matter much. It doesn't affect the food. They're going to start looking for some other violation. I leave it there. It's like Shechet Lasata, you know. So I feel this is in the book, you know, so they have something to criticize. So it's written in English, you know. So here, they have the coverage. My defense is the following. It's true. They're choking with revelation. However, if you look at the Michas Yitzchak, who's the printed Truman that Abzu revelation, he is masking to revelation's logic to the extent that it makes it Ribbis Darabonon. To take it down a step from Ribbis Darabonon to Darabonon, he's masking. But he says it should still be Asal to Ribbis Darabonon. That means that Ramesh's heter, those who argue, now it's an issue of Darabonon, not of a Daraisa. Rapam used to say, Kedayu Ramesh, Lismachalot, Miss Daraisa, the Koshke, Miss Darabonon. That was a phrase he said very often. It's a Darabonon. In addition, there is a Tshuva Hatashvat that says Ramesh's heter. It's a Tshuva in the Tashbat that says Ramesh's heter. The Tashbat is not quoted in the Beis Yosef, it's not brought down in later Paiskim. So they argue, we don't pass back the Tashbat. The Beis Yosef has Tashbat, he doesn't bring it. Maybe. But our component, there is a Makar and a Rishon for Ramesh's heter. So that's a very important idea of the corporation. So again, the corporation problem is the heter of Ramesh is only a heter which way? The bar is if there's no personal liability. If there's no personal liability, then there's a heter. If there is, then there's not. This is all together Hakdama. We will talk about, you mentioned about tzedakis. A very interesting thing, this thing should happen all the time. Someone called me, Vidar Rashana of Yom Kippur. I grabbed the stop in yesterday. If I could stop in by his house, he lives near one of my relatives. I visited on Erev Rosh Hashanah. I stopped in. He's in the middle of a business deal. And he's selling a $10 million entity. And the payout is over 5 years, and there's interest. He said, my whole life, I never took interest, even with the Hetta Iska, I don't want to take it. But the interest is over $1 million. It's a short geld. He said, I want to do is create an entity. The money should go to the stock. is there a way that the Maishik of Tzedakah, I don't have to come onto the Heter, Iske Heter, and, you know, that's what he is. We will get to, later on, that Tzedakah is not exempted from Ribbis Deraisa. Ribbis Deraisa, Deraisa, Deraisa. But in the Derabbanon, there is a Heter to lend the Nebiyud Deraisa Metshuva, Kega Sisi Kama Pa'amir, to lend Mamish Shal Yisayman. Someone dies in his Yisayman. To lend Mamish Shal Yisayman with Ribbis Derabbanon. We don't even know what Mr. Rabbanon is yet. We have to get to it. But the Lev Mamshah said Mr. Rabbanon. So we're talking about entities, about Goyim, Mumrim, Kutim, corporations are sometimes exempted. And Tzedakah has very wide-ranging exemptions for Ribbis the Rabbanon, the application of which we, Yitzhak Hashem, will get to next week. We're going to lesson.
A personal wall would not be able to...